The Gift of Christmas by Christine Leeson. It was Molly Mouse's first Christmas. The sky was streaked with pink and gold, and there was a tingle in the air. Through the window of a house, something shone out and glittered in the night.
"What is it, Mum?" squeaked Molly.
"It's called a Christmas tree," said her mother. "People cover it with shiny balls, lights and stars."
"I wish we had a Christmas tree," sighed Molly.
"Why not go into the woods to find one?" said her mum. "You could make it look just as pretty as that tree in the window." Molly thought this was a wonderful idea. She called her brothers and sisters, and off they all scampered. On the way, they came to a barn, and the mice rummaged through it, looking for something to add to their tree. Under a pile of hay, Molly found a doll.
"This is like the one on top of the Christmas tree in the window," she said. "It'll be just right for our tree."
But the doll already had an owner. Said the old farm dog. "That's mine."
"Don't chase us," cried Molly. "I only thought the doll would be nice for our Christmas tree."
The old dog yawned. Sometimes, it was true, he did chase mice. But maybe because it was Christmas, or maybe because he was remembering the time when he'd played with the children by the farmhouse Christmas tree, he said the mice could borrow his toy.
The mice left the farmyard carrying the doll and reached the edge of the wood. "Hey, I've found something else to put on our tree," Molly shouted. It was a golden ribbon hanging from a branch of an oak tree, and Molly scampered up the trunk, took hold of the ribbon and pulled.
But the ribbon belonged to a magpie. She had taken it to line her nest.
"Please don't be cross," pleaded Molly. "I only wanted something for our Christmas tree."
Now, usually, the magpie chased mice. But maybe because it was Christmas, or maybe because she, too, had also been admiring the Christmas tree in the window, she let go of the other end of the ribbon and Molly took it away. In the distance, Molly saw some red shiny things lying on the ground. They were like the balls on the Christmas tree in the window.
"Exactly what we want," cried Molly, running to pick one of them up. "Now we have a doll, a golden ribbon and a shiny ball."
But the shiny balls belonged to a fox.
"Those are my crab apples," he barked. "I'm burying them for the cold days ahead."
"We only thought one would look good on our Christmas tree," said Molly, trembling.
The fox sniffed. He chased mice more often than not. But maybe because it was Christmas, or maybe because he had never seen a Christmas tree before, he went back into the woods, letting Molly pick up a crab apple and carry it away. Twilight was falling as the mice went deeper into the woods, and there in the middle of a bramble bush they could see a lovely shining star and a dozen tiny lights glittering green and gold.
"Stars for our tree," shouted Molly. "Let me get them."
But when the little mouse reached into the bush, she found not stars, but a collar belonging to an angry mother cat. She had her kittens with her, and their three pairs of eyes shone in the dark.
"Oh dear," gulped Molly. "I only wanted something sparkly for our Christmas tree."
The cat pricked up her ears. She always chased mice. But maybe because it was Christmas,
Or maybe because she remembered the Christmas tree in the warm place where she'd been born, she slipped off her old collar and let the mice take it away. At last, in a clearing, in the very deepest part of the wood, the mice found a large green tree. "Our Christmas tree!" cried Molly. And on its branches they hung the doll, the ribbon, the crab apple, and the cat's collar.
"Oh," said Molly when they had finished, "it doesn't look a bit like the tree I saw."
Sadly, the mice turned away, disappointed, and went all the way home to bed. In the middle of the night, Mother Mouse woke up her little ones.
"Come with me," she whispered. "I have something to show you."
Molly and her brothers and sisters scurried along behind their mother, past the farm and into the woods. Sometimes other animals hurried on ahead of them, deep into the deepest part of the wood. At last, the mice reached a clearing where the green tree grew, and Molly stood completely still and her eyes grew round and shiny.
"Oh, look at that!" she cried.
During the night, the animals had all added more decorations to the tree. The frost had come and touched everything with glitter. The little tree sparkled and shone, and even the stars seemed to be caught in its branches, with the biggest and brightest star right at the very top.
"Our tree is even better than the one in the window," whispered Molly happily.
And maybe because it was Christmas, all the animals sat quietly around at peace with each other.